everybody. Welcome back again to Letters of Transformation podcast. Episode 4 today, step number 2 of the process. It's called the awareness process. Today we get to focus on that second process in our Letters of Transformation. As always, folks, before we begin, I would like you to subscribe, love, heart, thumbs up, any aspect of those neat little triggers down below on your podcast or your YouTube page to receive more of our content. We also have a Patreon page for the insiders community to receive exclusive content from the Letters of Transformation. And this is for those people that are willing to get the firsthand information, maybe even get a chance at communicating directly with Chris live on a video cast of some sort. But anyway, we're going to have the links to this Patreon page on the description below, as well as the Instagram page, Facebook page, and the website. Now, let's get this thing rolling, guys. Once again, we are going to welcome back my compadre, my amigo, co-host, and creator of Letters of Transformation, Chris Berkey.
That introduction, my man. good afternoon. Things are going well and amazing on my end. How about yours?
It's beautiful. It's been an astronomical morning so far, and I'm glowing.
Astronomical.
Astronomical.
That is incredible.
It is.
Thank you for that. I'm gonna have to start using that one.
It works. It works for everybody. All y'all use it. All right. So we're gonna be dropping into the second process, the Letters of Transformation. Chris is gonna take us through that. What do we need to know about awareness, Chris?
Well, the first thing about awareness is, you know, just a quick definition, if you want to call it that. It's just the presence or the perception of knowing something. For example, you're aware that your kid likes hot dogs and mac and cheese.
Yeah.
That's as simple as it can get. You have that awareness that that's how they like to eat at this time, or your dog.
Your dog has to go out and pee first thing in the morning.
Exactly. And that's an awareness.
Being aware of the fact that A, B, and C has to happen or take place, or...
Exactly.
Right.
And we're a lot more aware than we give ourselves credit for.
What do you mean?
So just like that. The fact that you are aware that your dog needs to go out at this time.
Okay.
And you are aware that you need to eat at this time.
So what you're saying is we may not even be aware of our awareness.
Exactly. It's exactly my... You're not aware that you are not aware.
Right.
That's okay. Exactly what I was going to after that. So thank you for that. So awareness, there's so much to awareness, but to make it condensed to what we need for Letters of Transformation and to transform through this process is to simply just start becoming aware that you are aware of a lot more than you give yourself credit for.
Right.
And once you're willing to be aware, then you hear the willing.
Yes, from the podcast earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to get into awareness.
Right.
Because once that willingness is there, then you have the opportunity to be like, oh, wow, I am aware of a lot more than I have ever been aware of.
Okay.
And actually seen in my mind
right.
of what I actually am aware of.
So can you give an example of, for consistency's sake, I think we keep referring to the letter you wrote to your dad and everything.
Yeah.
Is there an example of your awareness in that process?
For sure. So some of you might be aware of that there's like an inner conversation that you're having with yourself almost constantly.
Consciousness or whatever you want.
Exactly. The consciousness, the awareness, the presence.
The voice.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call it. You know, that voice can say, like for my dad's Letters of Transformation, it was always talking to me, oh, your dad's just out to get you. Mm. He's just on a jerk mode, always. He's just an alcoholic and just takes it out on you.
Right.
And that's the voice was telling me all of those things. And then behind that voice is another voice or another thought process that comes through. And it's more like, it's okay, that isn't you. The idea is with the awarenesses that you're going to step into is to catch that voice. And when I was writing the letter to my dad, the voice said, your hand hurts. Stop.
You're writing too much. Stop. You can't do this.
Exactly. And so continuing to write through it, I realized that I wasn't that voice. And that because if I was that voice, then I would have stopped because my hand hurt.
You'd have given up. You wouldn't have been willing anymore.
Exactly.
Go further.
And so the idea of Letters of Transformation is to start becoming aware of what that inner conversation is and to literally write about that conversation.
So writing about the struggles while you're writing about the struggles.
Exactly.
All right.
And it sounds confusing in a way, but once you start writing about what is stopping you from writing, you know, I don't know how to write. So, and then you continue to write beyond that point.
I'm not good at grammar. I have bad penmanship.
Whatever the story is, right. I can't write cursive. Whatever the story comes up, there's something that happens beyond that point. And what comes beyond that point is what we're trying to become aware of.
Okay. The healing aspect within us?
Exactly. Because that is more of our true self rather than this fictitious storyteller in our mind.
Like when you see cartoons or movies of someone having the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
That's exactly
it. The devil saying, oh, you're not good enough. You can't do that. You're just never going to be in the angel. Saying, no, you believe in yourself because I believe in you.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
I got you.
That's exactly
so
what it is.
So awareness becomes more of the angel aspect than than the devil aspect. Okay, that's cool.
Just to be aware that there's two aspects. There's two voices talking to you. And we're going to write about both of them. But initially, what's going to come up, because it's more prominent and you can hear it more loudly right now, is if you want to reference the devil on the shoulder.
The negative aspect.
Because that's what we've been programmed, or that's what we practiced the most in our world.
Right.
That's what awareness is within Letters of Transformation.
All right, cool.
Is writing about that.
Not just being aware, but writing about the awareness that you have.
Exactly. Because you have a lot more than you want to give yourself credit for.
Right, right. You get that, folks. That means Chris is saying that you really have it all within yourself. That once you get down a flow or integrate this process that Chris is presenting to you, it's desired that you integrate it into your daily activities so that you're going to have less moments of doubt and shame and disbelief and struggle, right? So keep that in mind, everybody.
Yeah.
All right, so essentially what we're getting at, folks, in these podcasts, these early podcasts, is just a review of each of the processes involved. Then once these processes have been reviewed, we're going to then make podcasts about each process in depth and what it takes literally, physically, mentally, and emotionally to go through something. It's almost like I'm going to have to have a pen and paper, and I'm going to actually do stuff live.
Yes.
And that's just something, just so you know, I hate writing. I hate it with a passion. I've used audio, I've used computers and keyboards for the majority of my adult life because my handwriting was terrible, and that's something I have to get over. So I'm going to use this process with Chris while we're teaching you guys. You guys are actually going to get to experience me learning something new as well.
And that's exactly the first thing we're going to tackle.
Writing.
We're going to write exactly that.
Writing.
For your first writing assignment.
Yeah.
Is awesome. Going to be writing blah because.
But the important part, folks, is that I'm actually 100% willing to do this because every time I can learn something new about healing myself internally, I'm all for it. I've gone through other processes, and this is just one of those I can't believe it's so darn easy to figure myself out process. So I'm excited to learn this from Chris and to be able to share that entirety of that learning moment with you guys. All right. So Chris, thank you very much once again for hanging out with me and for sharing your knowledge and wisdom with everybody. We do appreciate your time. And folks, as you listen to this, thank you very much. Both Chris and I are very, very grateful to you and the moments that you're spending listening to us talk and to learn exactly what it is to be a self-healing individual. Thank you very much for listening in, folks. We love you. God bless you all, and we'll talk to you next time.